This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. The worst wildfires in California history are nearly all under control. The fires burned some 3,600 homes. We sent Day to Day's David Kestenbaum to Malibu, California, where 10 years ago, a fire destroyed a neighborhood by the beach.
The 1993 Malibu fire came up fast and hit hard. The flames arrived from the east, burning through Old Chaparral, heading over the hills toward the ocean. A local liquor store has a photo taken the night the flames arrived. It looks like a meteor hit. The hills facing the ocean are consumed with fire. Just in front of the flames sit rows of homes. I talked to Mike Nixon, who works for a construction company.
You know, the winds were incredible. The fire traveled like in a matter of 15 minutes, it was over the ridge. Houses were gone.
He's standing on a road called Rambla Vista, which has a sweeping view of the ocean. The 1993 fire destroyed most of the homes on this street. But standing here now, you can't tell. They've all been rebuilt, sometimes bigger and fancier. But many people have planted trees, and at our feet are dry leaves. I asked Nixon if this was a problem.
Definitely. I mean, that's the problem. A lot of people, they love their trees, but they don't want to maintain them. When they look at how much it's going to cost to have the tree trimmed, that's where they shy away, you know.
I mean, do you think this area could burn again?
Definitely.
Nixon says some residents have tried to build with fewer flammable materials this time, and the local firemen come around, do inspections, and try to make sure brush is cleared out. But why do people live in an area that every 25 years or so gets torched by brush fires? The answer seems to lie somewhere between denial and optimism. Bob Haskell is a local fire captain. He himself lives in a high-risk zone. A nearby sign reads, Danger, Extreme Fire Hazard Area. Haskell's house looks like a small ranch. He opens the door wearing a blue t-shirt with an I Voted sticker on it.
We are located in Palo Camado Canyon, which is in a Fire Zone 4 area.
How bad is Fire Zone 4?
Fire Zone 4 is the most hazardous.
So you live in the most dangerous type of country around here?
Yes.
Haskell knows the fire risks of his neighborhood, but he's made his house into what he says is a near fireproof fortress, incorporating all he's learned from fighting hundreds of brush fires.
Okay, well, this is our backyard, and directly outside of our slider, we walk into a stone floor, Arizona sandstone, and both the guest house and the main house have clay tiles, Spanish clay tiles, which are non-combustible.
For Haskell, the world divides neatly into two categories, things that burn and things that don't. Stucco doesn't burn, his house is made of stucco. Patio furniture melts, but takes a while to ignite. But sometimes even well-protected places like this do burn, and the question becomes, should people rebuild at all?
Okay, now we're standing in my backyard, and we're facing to the northeast. So when we had those Santa Ana winds here last week and we had that fire was right over that hill right there, probably 5 miles as the crow flies. And I had to go to work, and I did feel comfortable because, as you could see, everything is dirt here. You got what's going to burn.
Some politicians have argued that insurance premiums in fire hazard areas should be raised to encourage people to live elsewhere. Haskell thinks he already pays too much.
So you're saying you believe that sort of people can live even in these dangerous areas if they take the right precautions?
Absolutely. You just have to be somebody who likes to work in your yard. You can't just move out here and let everything grow crazy and turn your place into a jungle.
We walk out behind the house to a fenced-in dirt area. Peggy, a pot-bellied pig, lies in the shade. There are chickens and goats, but not much flammable. This, Haskell says, is the key. He has nothing within 50 feet of the house that can burn. Sometimes embers can enter houses through vents, but he has put wire mesh over his vents. Inside the house, plenty of smoke alarms, some just a couple feet apart. On every floor is a fire extinguisher. For Day to Day, I'm David Kestenbaum.